Ecclesiastes 9:10, and the title tonight is "Your Best Is Not Good Enough." Your best is not good enough. Have you ever taken a test or an exam and did terrible on it because you failed to study adequately?
Yes.
I think we all could all raise our hands there, especially me. I used to say, well, I wasn't very good at studying, and what the truth was is I just didn't study. I just didn't like it. But that's something that all of us have done, and then turned right around and said, but I did my best. But did we? Here in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, God addresses this. Very common verse, verse 10, he says, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. There is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest." Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word, and I pray that you would use your word to illuminate our minds and our hearts tonight. Lord, you know our needs. We don't. And so I pray that your Holy Spirit will show us what you want us to see in your word.
Yes.
And then I pray that you would help us to take action to do what we need to do about it. Lord, help us to bring honor and glory to you in all that we do. We thank you for your mercy and your grace.
Yes.
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Solomon is saying here, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, in verse 10, give it all you've got. Right?
Right.
He's saying, whatsoever, anything, whatever you're doing, give it everything you've got. Several years ago, we've been doing tree work for a long time, and we started out just me and Jeanette and Justin and Sarah. In fact, Sarah, many times, if she was dragging a limb that big, she was dragging a limb that weighed more than she did. And so, it's a great training opportunity for all of us, really, not just Justin and Sarah. But we were working really hard one day, me and Justin and Sarah. We were at a mulch facility. We had done some tree work, trimmed some trees. We had a trailer load of limbs. We went to the mulch facility, backed up to the big old pile of trees there that we needed to unload the trailer at. And we had been working for probably 15 minutes. Throwing limbs off of the trailer. We were hot. We were tired. We were sweaty. And these guys pulled up in a truck. And they swooped around, backed up to this great big old oak stump of a log. I mean, it must have weighed 5,000, 6,000 pounds. And they wrapped a chain or rope around it and tied it off to something on their trailer, and then they drove off. And when they did, everything on their trailer just slid right off the back end of the trailer. Wow. And me and Justin and Sarah are just watching this going. And then all of a sudden they turned at me with this hateful look. Dad, why aren't we doing that? And of course I learned the same thing at the same moment they did. And that was to put something underneath that trailer, a chain or rope or cable or something, and tie it off to that load of debris so that when you get there, you can just tie it to something and drive off, and it'll all come off, and you don't have to unload it by hand. For 15 years, that's how we did it. I'm sorry, not 15. It was probably less than that. I'd say maybe, I don't know. Maybe 8 years. But for years, We were unloading these limbs one at a time. In fact, I was kind of proud of how fast we could unload a trailer load of limbs. We could do it in about 20 minutes. A full load. I was proud of that. That was dumb. Because that day at the mulch facility, we learned a better way. Quicker, easier, more productive, more efficient. But we were doing our best. We thought. Right? Your best isn't good enough. Listen carefully. You must first know what to do. Then do your best. We didn't know what to do the right way, the best way. One reason we don't investigate a better way is because we think we already have it. Solomon addressed that thought pattern as well. He said this in Proverbs 16:2. All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes. He put it another way in another verse. He said, every man, the other verse where he says, we think that everything that we do is right. But it isn't. That's impossible, especially if you have two people standing there arguing about something and they both just know that they're right, but they have opposing views. What does that mean? That means that one of them isn't right.
Right.
In fact, they might both be wrong.
Right.
But we think that we're right. All of us.
Yeah.
We think that the way that we're doing this is the absolute best way. In fact, we kind of look down on other people that don't do it like we do. As though we have arrived. Right? Like I said, I took pride in how quickly we could unload a trailer load of limbs by hand. Till that day. Then I found out it could be done in a fourth of the amount of time with a lot less calories burnt. I never investigated a better way, and the reason is because I felt that I was right in how I was doing it. That's where a lot of us are right now. And some of the things that we're doing. We're doing our best, but it ain't good enough. We're lacking. Turn to Acts chapter 18. This happens in our practical life. It happens in our spiritual life. Acts chapter 18. Verse 24. Acts chapter 18, verse 24, the Bible says, and a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. Now, according to this verse, Apollos was apparently a real good preacher.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Verse 25. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord. And being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom, when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, who, when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ. Mm-hmm. Apollos was a good man. He was an eloquent speaker, powerful, bold preacher. In fact, he got fiery hot about his preaching, was diligent about it, but lacked certain knowledge that Aquila and Priscilla knew and took and showed him some things that he didn't know. Remember, this was the age of time where everything was changing big time. Up until this time, it was the law. You conducted burnt sacrifices. You went to the temple. You did all kinds of things that was underneath the Levitical law. Then Jesus shows up. The veil of the temple was rent in two. Things changed.
Amen.
Apollos was preaching under the old way, and Aquila and Priscilla, they had, I'm pretty sure, I'm not positive about this, Brother Tommy might could help me, but they had been in contact with Paul the Apostle.
Yes.
Paul the Apostle was taught by the Holy Spirit. Paul had taught Aquila and Priscilla, and Aquila and Priscilla said to Apollos, "Hey, we need to help you with something right here." Right. Now, this is important because Apollos, again, was a good man. But he could have rejected what Aquila and Priscilla was going to teach him that was correct.
Right.
He could have said, "Look, I know what I'm doing. But there was a better way." Mm. They knew it. They needed to teach him. But he needed to be teachable.
Amen.
You and I need to be teachable.
Amen.
What that means is we have to push our pride to the side.
That's right.
And accept correction sometimes and instruction when it's biblical.
Right.
It must be biblical. But we have to recognize that what we're doing might not be the best way to do it. Apollos came to that point. In other words, take time to investigate and research the possibility of a better way.
Mm.
And I'm talking about every area of our life.
That's right.
There are many of us that are hesitant to share Jesus with people because we're not good at it. But the reason we're not good at it is because we don't do it.
Mm.
It's like anything else. We get good at the things that we do often.
Amen.
The word for that is practice.
That's right.
When we practice at something, we get real good at it.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
And so in order to get good and learn better ways to share Jesus with people, the way we do that is we practice. We learn. We get under the umbrella of somebody that is good at it. Spend time with them when they're doing that. In other words, learn a better way. Pride will really hinder us from learning.
Yes.
Because pride tells us we've already got the best way.
Mm.
Don't even waste your breath to tell me that there's a better way. That's what pride says. In fact, we kind of like the rut that we're in. It's comfortable. It's cozy. It's easy because that's what we're used to. Right? Y'all following me?
Yeah.
So we continue many times unloading the trailer by hand.
Yeah.
When there's actually a better way. Your best isn't good enough. You must first know what to do, then do your best. The father, he asked his 9-year-old daughter how she did on her test. And hesitantly she responded with, "Well, Daddy, I got a C, but I did my best. I really did." Lovingly, yet firmly, the father said to her, "Honey, your best wasn't good enough." You must first know what to do, and then do your best. He knew that the day before that, she was out there playing when she should have been studying. Then when it come time to take the test, she was unprepared. So she couldn't do her best because she didn't know what to do. She didn't know what to put down on that paper because she failed to do the studying. She failed to do the research. She failed to seek advice like many of us fail to do because we've already got the best way. Arthur Conan Doyle made this statement. He said, "Never be satisfied with mediocrity. Mediocrity knows nothing higher than itself. But talent instantly recognizes genius." Henry Ford said this, "Mediocrity is the worst enemy of prosperity." The difference between mediocrity and excellence is often a matter of effort. God expects our best.
Yes.
That's what we read in Ecclesiastes. Yet many times we claim, and we have brainwashed ourselves into thinking that we are doing our best when we're not. The football team that lost the game, they did their best on that field that night. But for the 3 weeks prior to that game, they didn't do their best. So then when it come time for the real test, they failed. And it makes me wonder how many tests have you and I failed or just did mediocre in because we didn't do our best. We didn't do our best because we didn't know what to do. And we didn't know what to do because we didn't do our best to find out what that was. There's been so many times over the years that I've had people from all different ages and angles teach me things that I didn't know, just a better way. For years and years, I struggled pulling 5-gallon buckets apart that somehow got a little bit of moisture stuck between them. How many of you ever struggled with that?
Yeah.
How many of you used a hammer to get them apart? So here I am banging on this 5-gallon bucket, and this 14-year-old boy walks up and says, "You want me to get that for you, Brother Bruce?" I said, "Sure. Go ahead." We were in the shop at Camp Tracy. He pokes a hole in the bottom of the bucket, takes the air hose, puts it on that hole, hits the button, and the bucket goes poof, and they just separate. For 30 years, I banged on it with a hammer. Or got somebody to hold one end while I held the other end, and you pull and pull, and then somebody hits the ground when they finally separate, right? And he showed me something that day. Never forgotten. It helps. I put a cable underneath my trailer load when we throw the limbs on there, right? Because that's what we learned at the dump that day. You put a cable underneath it and a strap at the end, at the front end of the trailer. And then when you throw your logs and limbs on there, you tie that strap together. And you got the cable that runs out the back end of the trailer. And you hook that cable to something really heavy. And you drive off. And it all pulls off. But that cable's in the trailer. And when you're in the trailer, you're cutting down this load to make it settle, right, with a chainsaw. And there's been times we would cut that cable with the chainsaw and not know it until we get there to the mulch facility. We hook to something really heavy and drive off, and the cable slides out the back end of the trailer, but the debris doesn't. And then we look at the cable and we can tell clearly it's been cut. This happened over and over and over. Till a 14-year-old boy told me one day, he said, "Brother Bruce, why don't you just slide that cable over to the corner over there instead of putting it in the middle, and it probably won't get hit by the chainsaw." And I thought, that's dumb. But I did it. And I do it to this day because we never hit the cable anymore. There might be a better way.
Amen.
But we have to be humble enough.
That's right.
To investigate it, listen to people. People that you might not expect it from. Sometimes it's our children. Sometimes it's our grandchildren.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's people that we don't expect. Men, sometimes it's your wife.
Right.
But there might be a better way. God expects us to do it to the best of our ability. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. Give it all you got. And that doesn't mean work as hard as you can. That means work as hard and as smart as you can. There might be a better way. And if we're going to please God by giving it all we got, we've got to be willing to find that better way. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, I pray that you would help us to be diligent in every aspect of our life. Lord, help us to be humble, to listen to those people that you put in our path to help us. Father, I pray that you would bless our church, meet the needs of our people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand, turn to 4.